So tell me a little bit about your research.
We do different types of work in the laboratory. One of our main focus is on epigenetics. And we also do other diverse type of research materials. And we do develop some small molecules to target different types of cancer.
How does this molecule work as a communication system?
First of all, in the bacteria, it functions as a communicator, which means the bacteria in the colony will secrete this molecule in the surrounding. And based on how much bacteria is in one particular colony, the number of molecules secreted are more. So the more is good because all the bacteria can recognize this molecule and then decide what to do in the host environment.
What is the next step with this particular project?
So we tested this bacterial molecule, whether it will work on cancer cells. And we did find in human pancreatic cancer cells, it has cytotoxicity and kill those cells. The next step in this project will be taking it to the next level, where we will try on different types of other cancer types, and then whether we can successfully translate our studies into animal.
And how could this molecule be introduced to animals or the human body?
Well, that's a good question. We have not yet come that far. So we are still optimizing the protocols. So once that is ready, then probably we'll be able to better tell you how it can happen.
How long do you think it will be before there are animal trials?
Animal trials will take at least a year because we need to optimize the compound because we want to make sure that it is completely safe for the animal, which is a highest priority. So first off, we need to test that outside in the cells. Once our formulation works in the cells, then we will take that to the animals.
Do you think that it will eventually be available for cancer patients in the future?
That is the hope, but we need to do a lot of studies before that in animals and make sure there is no unnecessary toxicity because of this molecule to the normal cells. So that's what we are hoping for. So once we are sure that it's not going to happen, obviously, then we will get this into the clinics.
What other kinds of cancer cells will you be testing?
Well, I don't want to comment on that right now because it's still in the initial stage. So we haven't decided whether we have to go with any particular. So we are randomly testing all types of cancer. I don't want to comment on that now.
Do you have anything else to add?
Well, yes. This is kind of a novel way of approaching how we can target cancers. Most of all, once you say bacteria, they will say it is pathogenic, and most of them think that it is bad, but there are some good things what bacteria does. So hopefully people realize that bacteria is not only harmful, but sometimes it may be beneficial as well.